بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. Today this is going to be our 13th session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And again, today is going to be our 13th session, and today we hope, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, to complete what remains from Lesson 21. So we have exercises 8 through 14, and at the end of those exercises, there's the Arabic explanation of the particles that resemble the verb. And before that, we're going to just do a very, very quick summary of the English key, all of the points of the English key, inshallah. Alright, so before we do the exercises, we're going to look at all of the points of the English key. Alright, so, and as I said, a quick summary of the English key. And alhamdulillah, we've gone over these points already several times, so it doesn't require a detailed explanation. But just to refresh our memory, especially after point number one, the points from point number two until the end, these are points that we're going to be looking at in the exercises today. So I just want to refresh our memory on those points, and we'll just quickly look at even point number one for whatever benefit we may get out of that kind of review. All right, so as far as the English key, beginning on page 89, point number one, and again, this is a quick summary. In this lesson, we learned the following. Bab tafa'ala. This bab is formed by prefixing ta to the previously covered bab fa'ala. So it became tafa'ala, as in takasala, tatha'aba, tafa'ala, and so on. The mudari of this bab, since it is made up of five letters, the harf mudari'a takes fatha instead of dhamma. Takes fatha instead of dhamma. So you have yatabaka, or yatatha'abu, or yatakasalu. Yani the harf mudara is going to take fatha. Also, it's mentioned that just as in bab tafa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled with shadda, just as in bab tafa'ala, yani the harf mudara ta. Yani when you put that ta with the tafa'ala, or here in this case tafa'ala, then you have two ta's back to back. It said that they may be omitted. The one ta may be omitted, and they gave some examples of that. Also concerning this, the fi'l amr. It is derived in the same way that derived the fi'l amr in previous abwab, al-thulathi and mazid, and that is by deleting the harf mudara'a, taking off the first harf mudara'a, the ta, and making the last radical, the last letter, sakin, sukun. Alright, so for example, from tatanawalu, get rid of the first ta, and get rid of the dhamma on the last radical. So tatanawalu became tanawal. In the naqis verb, the final alif, which is written as a ya without its two dots, is omitted completely. So from tatabaka, you get tabak, tabaka, without elongation. The masdar for this bab is on the pattern of tafa'ulun, yani the next to the last radical takes dhamma. So from tanawala, it became tanawu. Instead of tanawa, tanawulun. Yani, from tasha'ama, you get tasha'umun, and so on like this. As far as the ism fa'il, an ism maf'ul, an ism zaman and makan, the rule is the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul are formed by replacing the harf mudara'a. Yani from the mudari form of the verb, the harf mudara, the prefix letter, is exchanged by mim with dhamma. And the middle radical, next to the last radical, takes kasra in the ism fa'il. In my book it has fatha, it should be the opposite. It should be kasra in the ism fa'il and fatha in the ism maf'ul. So the ism fa'il, for example, from yatanawalu will become mutanawilun with kasra. يعني the اسم فاعل, the اسم مفعول متناول with فتح, and the اسم مكان زمان is the same as the اسم مفعول, يعني exactly the same form with فتح on the next to the last radical. As far as the meanings of this باب, there are two يعني common meanings. The one of them is المشاركة, reciprocal action, that two or more people are doing the same thing with each other, asking one another, helping one another, and so on. The second meaning is إظهار ما ليس في الباطن, يعني that a person pretends to be, يعني that something is other than it really is. يعني they pretend outwardly something that is not the reality of their inward situation. That's the point number one. As far as point number two, and we're going to be seeing something related to these remaining points. We're going to be seeing them in the exercises today. And point number two is later. It's from the sisters of Inna. Inna wa akhawatuha. The meaning of later is to express a wish for something which is either impossible or remotely possible. Yani, it's far-fetched. It's not that likely. It is also said concerning later that like the akhawatu inna, like inna and its akhawat, it's used with a jumla ismiya. It's used with a jumla ismiya. Yani meaning that, yani there's, it's generally used with a mubtada and a khabar. So it's, yani ism, the mubtada becomes ism later, it's mansoob, and the khabar is marfu'un. Also, sometimes the vocative ya, yani ya and nida is also prefixed to it. So later, sometimes you have ya laytani, ya laytana, and so on like this. Point number three is la and nafi al-jins, which negates the entire genus, yani the entire group or kind or class of something. So for example, la kitaba indi means there's absolutely no book of any kind whatsoever. La kitaba means anything that's considered a book is negated. Okay? The ism of la nafi al-jins is mabniyun. In the book here it says mabniyun and has a fatha ending. So it is mabniyun, but it's not always going to have a fatha ending, but the ending is going to be, it's going to be mabniyun on whatever would have made that word, yani whatever would be the sign of it being mansoob. In this case it may commonly be fatha, that's the sign of it being mansoob, so it's mabniyun ala fatha. But if the sign of it being mansub is other than fatah, then it will be mabniyun on that. And then the fourth point is related to if yani in the tahdir, when you are warning against something, iyaka wa hadha ar-rajul, yani beware of this man. If the thing being warned against is the masdar muawwal, the waw in iyaka wa hadha ar-rajul, that waw is omitted. So for example, you would say إِيَّاكَ أَن تَنَامَ فِي الْفَصْلِ instead of إِيَّاكَ wa أَن تَنَامَ. The wow is omitted. Point number five is that nouns that are on the pattern of أَفْعَلُ denoting defects or colors. Nouns that denote defects or colors on the pattern of أَفْعَلُ, yani their feminine form is, for example, أَعْرَجُ, yani the feminine form is أرجعوا. And the plural for the masculine and feminine form would be أرجون. Yani in other words, the first radical takes Dhamma, the second radical takes Sukoon. In the feminine form, the first radical takes Fatha, the second radical takes Sukoon, and the third radical takes Fatha with Aleph followed by an extra Hamza. And we're going to be seeing this a lot of examples of this today. Point number six is verbs that have waw as the first radical, yani mithal verbs that have waw as the first radical, have two masdars, one with the waw and one without it, that instead of that waw it has a ta marbuto on the end, like from wasafa, the first masdar is the one with waw, wasfun, yani the second radical takes sukun, and the alternative masdar without the waw is with the extra termabuta is sifatun. And we're going to be seeing that today. Point number seven is nouns that are on the pattern of fu'alatun, like hujratun, gurfatun, khutwatun. Nouns that are on this pattern, yani even though the second radical has sukun in the singular and the plural, it's going to have dhamma. And we'll be seeing that today. Point number 8 is a preposition preceding a masdar mu'awwal may be omitted. Yani, it's permissible to have that preposition in place or to remove it. Both of them are permissible, and we'll be seeing that today. And point number 9 is the badal. And we're going to talk about that today. I'm not going to go into detail here. We'll just mention that the badal is of 4 types. What is a badal? A badal is a substitute. Yani, a substitute. The second of two of a pair of words, the second one of them, it either clarifies the first one or specifies something about the first one or corrects the first one. So the badal either clarifies, specifies, or corrects, and it is of 4 types: the total badal, the partial badal, the comprehensive badal, and the dissimilar badal. And we'll be talking about that in detail today. We'll be seeing that in detail. And also it is mentioned, and in the English key, that the noun for which the badal is a substitute is called al-mubdal minhu. So the substitute is al-badalu, and the one that's being substituted for is the mubdalu minhu. From the rules related to this, or the guidelines of it that we're going to be looking at today, is the badal may not agree, it doesn't have to agree with the mubdal minhu in being definite or indefinite, though it will agree with it in i'rab, and sometimes it also, the badal also will have a damir. In 2 types of badal, will have a damir that goes back to the mubdal minhu, that refers back to it. Also, they said that the badal and the mubdal minhu may both be nouns, they may both be verbs, they may both be sentences, or they may be different from one another, one being a noun and one being a sentence. And the last point that we want to mention is, and this point here is important to look at, yani, in this quick summary, because there are no exercises for this point here. So we just want to read it just as it is, because we're not going to see this in the exercises today. Point number 10 on the bottom of page 94 says, the example, يَبْدُو أَنَّهُ مُنَوِّمٌ أَنَّهُ مُنَوِّمٌ. This is a type of masdar mu'awwal that we didn't see before. يَبْدُو أَنَّهُ مُنَوِّمٌ. It seems to be, yani, this thing seems to be, appears to be, sleep-inducing, causing sleep. In this sentence, the masdar mu'awwal, أَنَّهُ مُنَوِّمٌ, yani, أَنَّ plus its ism and its khabar, its ism is the damir, hu, and its khabar is munawwin. The أَنَّ and its ism and its khabar is the fa'il of this verb, yabdu. You have already learned one type of masdar mu'awwal, which is made up of أَن, without shadda, n plus a mudari verb, as in uridu an akhruja. This an akhruja is the first type of masdar mu'awwal that we have taken. And in this lesson we see there is another type of masdar mu'awwal. Instead of n and a mudari verb, it's made up of anna with shadda, and the ism of anna and the khabar of anna, as in the example, balagani annahu mata. News has reached me that he died. أَنَّهُ مَاتَ. Here the masdar mu'awwal, أَنَّهُ مَاتَ, that he died, is the fa'il of the verb بَلَغَ. And here are some more examples. يَسُرُّنِي أَنَّكَ تِلْمِيذِي. I am pleased that you are my student. Literally, it pleases me. يَسُرُّنِي. It pleases me. أَنَّكَ, that you are, تِلْمِيذِي, my student. And the final example, يَبْدُو أَنَّكَ مُسْتَعَجِلُونَ. Yani, it appears that you are in a hurry. Yani, annaka mustajilun is the fa'il of the verb yabdu, and it's the masdar mu'awwal. Yani, anna plus its ism, in this case the pronoun ka, and its khabar, yani mustajil. Okay, that's the end of the points of the English key, and what remains is the particles that resemble the verb. We're going to be looking at this in Arabic today in detail, so I'm just going to summarize what it says here. Yani, that the particles that resemble the verb. In Arabic, it's called al-ahruf al-mushabbahatu bil-fi'l. These particles that are mushabbaha, that resemble the fi'l, are 6. And they are also known as inna wa akhawatuha, inna wa anna wa ka'anna, wa lakinna wa layta, wa la'alla. We have already learned them previously. They resemble the verb in 2 points. Number 1, in meaning, that each of them has a meaning. Yani, anna wa inna means I emphasize. Okay, so each one has a meaning, like a verb. And the second thing that they resemble verbs in is in their grammatical function. For just as the verb renders its maf'ulun bi, mansub, In the same way, these particles render their ism. The ism of that particle is also rendered mansub. Okay, the meanings of these particles we're not going to look at in detail, except just to say that inna and enna, they signify emphasis. Ka'enna has two possible meanings, tashbih, resemblance, or dhan, doubt. Lakinna signifies correction, al-istidrak. Later signifies a wish, tamanni, wishing for something that is impossible or remotely possible, not, yani, is far-fetched. La'alla signifies hope and fear. Also, these particles are used with the mubtada and khabar, and they render the mubtada mansub. Yani, the mubtada, when it became the ism of one of these particles, it became mansub. And after one of these particles are introduced to the jumla ismiya, then the mubtada is now known as ism inna, and it's mansub, and the khabar is known as khabaru inna, and it's marfu'un. A couple of quick points here, and we'll look at this in Arabic as we go through the lesson today. Unlike the mubtada, the ism of inna may be indefinite and still come first. If, and this is not mentioned in the Arabic, so it's really important that we emphasize it here, this is permissible, that the ism of inna can be indefinite and still come first, not be a delayed mubtada. If the khabar of inna is a verbal sentence, as in, ka'anna shay. كَأَنَّ شَيْئًا لَمْ يَحْدُثْ. يعني لَمْ يَحْدُثْ is the khabar of كَأَنَّ. In that case, where the khabar is a verbal sentence, جُمْلَ فِعْلِيَّ, it's permissible for the ism of one of these particles to be indefinite and still come first. Briefly, without the examples, just like the khabar of a جُمْلَ ismiya, the khabar of inna may also be a mufrad, a single word, not a sentence or a shibba jumla. It may also be a sentence of either type, jumla, fi'liya, or jumla ismiya. And it may also be a shibba jumla, yani a prepositional phrase or an adverbial phrase. And they gave examples, and we've already looked at them previously. Also, they said that if the khabar is a shibba jumla, yani if the khabar of one of these particles, if the khabar is a shibba jumla, then it may precede the ism of inna or any of its akhawat. If the khabar is a shibba jumla, it may come ahead of the ism. The original order is that the ism comes first and then the khabar. But if the khabar is a shibba jumla, it may come first. And that is, it's optional if the ism of inna is definite. If the ism is definite, then it's permissible, it's optional that the order be reversed. Yani the khabar can come ahead of it. But if the ism of inna is indefinite and the khabar is a shibba jumla, then it is compulsory that the khabar come first. Yani, if the ism is definite, the khabar, it's optional, it may come first, it's permissible. But if the ism of inna is indefinite and the khabar is a shibba jumla, then the order must be reversed. And finally, they said that the ism of later, if the ism of later, specifically of these six particles, if the ism of later is a pronoun, is the pronoun of the first person singular, ya al mutakallim, yani the ya that's preceded by a kasra. If the ism of later is the pronoun of the first person singular, it is compulsory to use noon al wiqaya. If the ism of la'alla is the pronoun of the first person, it is not used or rarely used. The noon al-wiqaya is rarely used. Yani it's not often that it's used. The rule is that it's not used. With later, it must be used. With la'alla, it's not used. With the other particles, it's optional to use it or not use it. And that is the end of our quick summary of the English key and the particles that resemble the verb. Okay, now we're going to go to the actual exercises that remain in this lesson for today. And at the end of those exercises, after the completion of the last exercise, which is dealing with the Bedl, exercise number 14, after that, there's an Arabic explanation of Al-Ahruf Al-Mushabbahatu Bil-Fi'l. And we're going to cover that after we, inshallah, complete the exercises. All right, so let's see. Hmm.
This is strange. It seems as though I didn't get my full notes for the lesson today. It didn't come on here. Let me see. Give me 1 second. Add this. Okay. Paste. Type that. Oh, that's strange. Okay. In any case, exercise number 8, page 183. Exercise number 8, page 183. Okay. Okay, so the matter that we're dealing with here is what is called la anafia legens. And they give us some examples, and then they give us some exercises to do. So it says, لا داعية. Notice that داعية is منصوب بالفتح. In reality, the ism of لا نافية للجنس is مبنيون. It's مبنيون, fixed on whatever is the sign that would have indicated that word being منصوب. So in this case, the sign of that word before la nafi lil jins is used, the sign of it being mansub would have been fatha. So we say that the ism of la nafi lil jins in this case is mabniun in every case, but in this case it's mabniun on fatha. It's fixed on fatha. La da'iya lil khawfi. There's no call, there's no need, there's nothing that is calling you to, or yani a reason for you to have fear. لا داعية للخوفي. That's what the teacher said to his students when they were very concerned and fearful of the examination. He said, لا داعية للخوفي. There's no reason for you to fear. There's absolutely no reason for you to fear. هذه, this لا is لا النافية للجنس. Literally, the لا that negates the جنس, the genus, يعني the type, the class, the group, the whole group of whatever is mentioned here. Yani khawf. There's no yani call for khawf. There's no reason whatsoever for khawf. It says here, yubna ismuha ala ma yansubu bihi. Yani the ism of la nafi lil jins, yubna, it is yani mabniyun on what? On what? On ma yansabu bihi, on whatever would have made it mansub. Whatever would have made it mansub. We know that the primary sign of a noun being mansub is fatha, but they are also secondary signs. They are also secondary signs. So for example, for the asma al-khamsa, the secondary sign for one of the asma al-khamsa, if they are any dalfa, instead of fatha is alif. So if the ism of la nafi lil jins is one of the asma al-khamsa, and it's in idalfa, then it will be mabniun on alif. Mabniun ala alif, not on fatha. So it is mabniun on whatever indicates it being mansub. In this case, it's fatha. And the examples that they gave us is fatha, but it's not always going to be fatha. It could be one of the secondary signs of nasb. Alright, so this is very important. Yubna ismuha ala ma yansabu bihi. وَذَلِكَ إِذَا كَانَ مُفْرَدًا أي غير مضاف. And this rule of it being مبنيون or whatever makes it منصوب is if the ism of لا النافي للجنس is مفرد أي غير مضاف. يعني meaning مفرد means it's not in إضافة. If it's not in إضافة, it's a single word not in إضافة. This is what is meant by مفرد here. يعني that it's not غير مضاف. So then they give us some examples. ألف ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, second ayat. ذلك الكتاب, that book, or that is the book, لا ريب فيه. There is no doubt in it. Absolutely no doubt. Anything that's considered doubt is negated here by this لا النافية للجنس. It's negating anything that could be considered as doubt. It negates all of that. This book, there is no doubt in it. B. لا إكراه في الدين. يعني there's absolutely no compulsion in this deen. There's no compulsion. People surrender willingly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than willing surrender is not accepted by Allah. Person has to submit and surrender willingly. لا إكراها. Here the ism of لا نافي للجنس is إكراها, and it's مبنيون in this case على فتحة. There is no يعني compulsion in the deen. And this is mentioned also in Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 256 ayat. Jim. The next example, وفي الحديث, it came in a hadith, لا صلاة بعد الغداة حتى تطلع الشمس ولا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغرب الشمس. رواه أحمد. يعني in the hadith it came, لا صلاة. Here the ism of لا نافي للجنس is صلاة, مبني على فتح. There's absolutely no salat after the ghadat. Ghadat here is in reference to the dawn prayer, the fajr prayer. There's no salat after the performance of the fajr prayer, hatta tatla'u ash-shams, until the sun rises. And here we just want to note that tatla'u is mansub with fatha because of hatta, and ash-shams is the ism, is the fa'il of tatla'u, marfoon with dhamma. وَلَا صَلَاةَ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ, and there's absolutely no salat after the asr, حَتَّى تَغْرَبَ الشَّمْسُ, and there's no salat after the asr until the sun sets. And this is a fiqh issue about which there's some difference of opinion, and what is the most correct opinion is that the general rule is there's no salat after asr until the sun sets. However, there are numerous evidences from the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after his death from the action of a number of companions, that it's permissible to pray 2 rak'ah after Asr if it's in the early time of Asr, not when the sun is about to set. And this is a long discussion that we're not going to have at this moment, but if anybody's interested in it, then you can send us a request for the notes on it. We can send you some notes, at least a summary of it. This hadith reported by Imam Ahmed. After this are the exercises that we have to do. There are 6. It says, كوّن جملاً من الكلمات الآتية مستعملاً لا النافية للجنس. And he compose sentences from the following words, مستعملاً using لا النافية للجنس. The first one, they have given us actually the answer to, هذا الدواء. So the word that they gave us to use is dararun. So we want to say there's no harm in this medicine. So we say hadha ad-dawa'u la darara fihi. There's nothing harmful in it. The second one to the 6 we have to do ourselves. Yani what they want us to say, the word they gave us is fa'idatun. And they want us to say about this magazine, there's no benefit in it. There's absolutely no benefit in it. Yani the ism of la nafi lil jins here is fa'ida. It became mansub, or it became mabniyun, fixed on whatever indicates it being mansub. So here, the thing that would make it mansub is fatha. The sign of it being mansub would be fatha. So it's mabniyun on fatha. So we say, hadhihi al-majallatu لا فائدة فيها. This magazine, there's no benefit at all in it. Number 3, the ism of لا نافي للجنس is going to be خلاف, and it's going to be مبني on فتح. So we say هذه المسألة لا خلاف فيها. This question, لا خلاف فيها. There's no difference of opinion in it. Yani it's agreed upon, whatever. Yani the issue is something that's agreed upon without any difference. Number 4, the ism of la nafi lil-jins is going to be hajatun. Yani there's absolutely no need for chairs right now. La hajata ila al-qarasi al-ana. Number 5, the ism of la nafi lil-jins is going to be milhun. Yani salt. There's absolutely no salt. Nothing that can be considered salt, any kind of salt at all. لا ملح في هذا الطعام. And number 6, the ism of لا نافي للجنس is مثيل. لا مثيل. There's absolutely no one like, comparable to, equal to لهذا الطالب في الجامعة. لا مثيل لهذا الطالب في الجامعة. There is absolutely no student comparable, equal, like or similar to this student. There is no one equal to him or comparable to him in the university. يعني without exception. لا مثيلة. There is no one similar to him, equal to him, comparable to him. Okay, exercise number 9 is dealing with the matter of التحذير, warning against something. And we said that if the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal, then the waw is omitted. The waw that's normally in the tahdhir will be omitted if the thing being warned against is a masdar mu'awwal. So number 1, it says iyyaka wal kadhiba. And here the waw is present because why? The thing being warned against, al-kadhib, is not a masdar mu'awwal. So the waw is necessary. Iyyaka wal kadhiba. Be warned. You must be warned against lying. So if we change al-kadhib to a masdar mu'awwal, we say iyyaka an takdhiba. Be warned against or beware against an takdhiba, that you lie. Be warned against lying. Here it says tuhdhafu al-waw qabla al-masdar al-mu'awwal. Qabla al-masdari al-mu'awwali. So here it's mentioned that what? The waw from the tahdhir, the waw, is deleted if it is in the where there is a masdar mu'awwal as the thing being warned against. So the waw before it is going to be deleted. So we don't see waw here, we see iyyaka an takdhiba, not iyyaka wa an takdhiba, the waw that we saw before, iyyaka wal kadhib. Number 2, iyyakum, second person, masculine plural, iyyakum waz-zina. You all beware of illegal sexual relations. Change as zina to a masdar mu'awwal, iyyakum an taznu. Yani, the verb form here is going to be representing the fact that those who are being addressed are a group of males. Second person, masculine plural, yani equivalent to the personal pronoun antum. So we say iyyakum an taznu. Yani taznu, its original form is taznuna, but the noon is deleted because it became mansub by n. Number 3, iyyaki, second person, feminine singular, anti, corresponding to anti. Iyyaki wan nawma waqta as-salati. Beware, speaking to an individual female, beware of sleeping and naum waqta salati, at the time of prayer. Change the and naum to the masdar mu'awwal, iyyaki an tanami waqta salati. Beware of sleeping, that you sleep at the time of salat. Here tanami and tanami, its original form is anti tanamina. Anti tanamina, second person, feminine singular. Because it became mansub by n, then the sign of being mansub is the omission, hadf, and noon, the extra noon. Number 4, iyyakunna, second person, feminine plural, corresponding to the personal pronoun, antunna. Iyyakunna walhasada. You all beware of envy and jealousy, alhasad. Notice that when we change the word hasad, exchange it for masdar mu'awwal, then the waw is omitted. Iyyakunna an tahsudna. Yani tahsudna is the second person feminine plural corresponding to antunna, tahsudna, with the noon at the end being noon and niswa, the fa'il, that represents feminine plurality. Second person feminine plural. Tahsudna. The n here doesn't change it because these two forms of the verb, the second person and third person feminine plurals, are mabniyun ala sukun. Whenever noon and niswa is attached to the mubali verb, it becomes the last radical, the last letter becomes sakin. Mabniyun ala sukun. Iyakunna an tahsudna. O you all, yani women, beware of envy or jealousy. Okay, going on to the next exercise on the top of page 184. On the top of page 184, here we're dealing with What came in the English key as point number five? As point number five in the English key, yani nouns on the pattern of af'alu, denoting defects, physical defects, or colors. All right, so they gave us exercise number 10, top of page 184. A'raju, a'raj. Mu'annath, yani a'raj means the one who is lame, like crippled. A'raju, yani is the masculine singular form. Mu'annathuhu, its feminine form is arja'u. Arja'u, yani fa'la'u. وَجَمْعُهُمَا, and the plural of both of them, the masculine and feminine, the plural of each of them is urjun, yani on the pattern of fu'lun. The first radical taking dhamma, the second radical taking sukoon. Fu'lun, urjun. And again, the pattern for the feminine singular, yani, is the pattern fa'la'u, yani the first radical takes fatha, the second radical takes sukoon, and the third radical takes fatha, elongated by aleph with an extra hamza. Fa'la'u, yani arja'u. So we say, for example, this is an example of sentences in which the masculine singular is used, the feminine singular is used, and then the plural is used for both of them, being the same. Taqulu, هذا الرجل أعرج. This man is lame. Lame. يعني L-A-M-E. Lame. يعني like cripple. Or limping. That's the masculine singular form. You say هذا المرأة أرجاء. This woman is lame. That's the feminine singular form. The plural for each of them is the same. So you say for men, هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ أُرْجُنْ, these men are lame. And you say for females, هَؤُلَاءِ النِّسَاءُ أُرْجُنْ, and these women are lame. The same plural is used for the masculine and the feminine. Okay, so that's the explanation of what nouns that in the masculine singular on the pattern of أَفْعَالُ, and they indicate defects or colors, yani, then the feminine of this pattern af'alu is going to be fa'la'u. Yani, the fa represents the first radical taking fatha, the ayn represents the second radical taking sukoon, the lam represents the third radical taking fatha elongated by aleph, and then an extra hamza without a seat is at the end of it. Fa'la'u. Yani arja'u. The exercise says annif wajma, make feminine and plural al-kalimati al-atiyata, the following words ala hadha al-ghirar, ala hadha al-ghirari. Yani make feminine and make the plural of al-kalimati al-atiyata, the following words ala hadha al-ghirar, on this pattern, in this same manner as we have seen here. So they give us the masculine singular. We are required to bring the feminine singular, and we are also required to bring the plural, right? So the first word is abkamu. Abkamu, yani, which means the person is dumb, yani they can't speak, they're not able to talk. So the feminine is bakma'u, and the plural is bukmun, on the pattern of fu'lun. The second one is akhrasu, with kha and seen. Akhrasu also has the same meaning of being dumb, yani mute, person who can't speak. The feminine on the pattern of fu'la'u from akhrasu is kharsa'u. Kharsa'u. And the plural is khursun, on the pattern of fu'lun, khursun. The next one is a'waru, a'waru, with ayn, yani hamza and then ayn. A'waru means one-eyed. Its feminine is awra'u, yani ayn, awra'u, and its plural is urun, مشعور on the pattern of فعل. The next one is أعمى. أعمى يعني one who is blind, who can't see. Its feminine is عمياء and its plural is عمي. The next one is أحور. أحور with حاء. أحور means that there is a contrast, a marked contrast in the color of the eyes between black and white. Yani it's black and white. Contrast in the eyes, the colors being black and white. Ahwaru, its feminine is hawra'u, and its plural is hurun. Hurun. The next one is ahwalu, with ha again. Ahwalu, it means cross-eyed or squint-eyed. Ahwalu, its feminine is hawla'u, and its plural is hulun. The next one is asammu, with shadda on the meme and sod. Asammu, which means the person who is deaf, yani they can't hear. Asammu with sod and shadda on the meme. The feminine is sammau, with shadda on the meme again, and then fatha elongated by aleph, sammau, and the plural is summun, with shadda on the mean, summun. The next one is ahmaru. Ahmaru, which is the color red, and its feminine is hamra'u, and its plural is humrun. The next one is the color asfaru, which is yellow, as with sod, asfaru, and its feminine is safra'u, and its plural is sufrun. The next one is the color black, aswadu. Its feminine is sawda'u, and its plural is sudun. The next two have some irregularity in them. Abyad, which is white, abyadu, with the letter dad, abyadu. Its feminine is on the regular pattern, fu'ala'u, bayda'u. But its plural, which should be on the pattern of yani fu'lun, it should have been bu, yani ba with dhamma, ya with sukun, buidun. But because of the ya, they changed the first vowel from dhamma to kasra, so it became baydun, baydun. Originally, it should be the first radical on the pattern of fu'lun. The first radical should take dhamma. They changed it to kasra because it's followed by a ya. The next one, the last one, is a'yanu. A'yanu with fatha on the ya, not dhamma. Because a'yun with dhamma on the ya is the plural of ayn. It's the plural of ayn, which means an eye or spy or spring of water. Okay, so a'yun is one of the two plurals of ayn with dhamma on the ya. This is a'yanu with fatha on the ya. A'yanu means the eyes which are wide and beautiful. Which are wide and beautiful. A'yanu. Its feminine is aynau. And its plural is aynun. And originally it should have been a dhamma on the ayn. They changed it to kasra. It became aynun. Okay, and then it just says here, أبيدو جمعه بيد بالكسرة. And I already mentioned that. وأصله بعيد. يعني باء ضمة ياء with سكون. بعيد. But they have changed it. يعني from ضمة to كسرة بيد. And the same thing, they changed the plural for أعين. They changed it from عين to عين. Okay, the next exercise is exercise 11. And exercise 11 deals with verbs with waw as the first radical. Yani mithal verb where it's mithal wawi. The first radical is a waw. It has two masdars, two infinitives. So they gave us thiqatun. This is one of the masdars from wathiqa. Thiqatun is the masdar of wathiqa. Walahu masdarun akharu bilwawi. And it also has another masdar that instead of yani beginning with the letter tha, actually has the original waw from the verb wathiqa. So the other masdar is wuthuqun. So these are two masdars for the same verb, wathiqa, yani to trust or to depend or have confidence in someone or something. So it says here an explanation of this example, al-mithalu al-wawi, yani the mu'tal al-fa, the mu'tal verb that has a weak letter in the first radical, and that weak letter is a waw, al-mithal al-wawi, lahu masdarani. It has two masdars. Ahaduhuma bil-wawi, the first of them is with the original waw from the verb, wal-akharu bi-ghayriha, and the other one is without that original waw from the verb. This exercise requires of us hati al-masdaraini. Give the two masdars, both of them, min al-af'ali al-atiyati, from the following verbs. So the first one is wasafa, means to describe, and its two masdars are wasfun, the sad, the middle radical taking sukoon, and that's going to be the pattern for all of the masdars for these verbs, for these mithal wawi verbs. The first masdar is the exact three letters of the verb with sukoon on the second radical, and then the next one is without that waw and ta rabuto on the end. So wasafa, to describe, its first masdar is wasfun, a description, and the second masdar is sifatun, with the sad, the fa, and the extra ta marbuta. The next one is wasala, which means to join or to connect something, wasala, and its masdars are waslun, with sukoon on the sad, and silatun. The next one is wa'ava, yani ayn, and the letter va, as in dhuhr, wa'ava, to admonish. And the two masdars are wa'adhun, yani with sukoon on the ayn, wa'adhun, and idhatun. The next one is wa'ada, means to promise, wa'ada, and its two masdars are wa'adun, with sukoon on the ayn, and idatun. The next one is wahaba, yani to give a gift, wahaba, and its two masdars are wahabun and hibatun. The next one is wasama, with seen, wasama, it means to, yani to brand an animal, to mark or stamp an animal, wasama, and its two masdars are wasmun and simatun. And the last one is wazana, to weigh, wazana, and its two masdars are waznun and zinatun. The next exercise number 12 says tajma'u hujra, yani give the plural of hujra, ala, or it says tajma'u, tajma'u, it's telling us tajma'u hujra, yani the word hujra, tajma'u, yani its plural is hujurat, its plural, yani tajma'u ala hujurat, its plural is the word hujurat. Bi dhammi al-jim, with dhammu and the jim, which is bringing to our attention that in the singular, the second radical, the jim, has sukoon, and the plural has dhamma. Then it says, instruction to us, ijma al-asma al-atiyata, hadha al-jam, yani make plurals for the following nouns with this same plural form, yani the plural form of the second radical, from the singular form having sukoon, in the plural form it has dhamma, and it's a sound feminine plural, so it takes on the end, instead of ta marbuta, it takes fatha elongated by alif, and then ta maftuha, the sound feminine plural, jam al muannath al salim. So they gave us three words here, ghurfatun, and it means a room, and its plural is ghurfatun. And then they gave us shurfatun, which means a balcony, shurfatun, and its plural is shurufatun. And then they gave us khutwatun, means a step, to take a step in walking, khutwatun, and its plural is khutuwatun. And so the plurals are ghurufatun, shurufatun, and khutuwatun. The next exercise, exercise number 13, is in reference to a preposition preceding a masdar mu'awwal may be omitted. A preposition preceding a masdar mu'awwal may be omitted. And this came in the English key, point number 8 on page 93. A preposition preceding a masdar mu'awwal may be omitted, meaning you may use that preposition or you may leave it out. So it says here on the bottom part of page 184, أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الكاذبين. I seek refuge in Allah that I be one of the liars. أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الكاذبين. أصله أعوذ بالله من أن أكون من الكاذبين. I seek refuge in Allah from being that I will be one of the liars. I seek refuge in Allah من أن أكون. But the من may be left out. كما تقول, just as you say أعوذ بالله من الكذب. يعني what am I seeking refuge from? From من الكذب. من أن أكون من الكاذبين. From being one of the liars. يجوز حذف حرف الجر قبل المصدر المؤول. So it is permissible to omit the harf jar, the preposition that may come قبل المصدر المؤول, before المصدر المؤول. تقول أمرنا الله بي أن نصلي. Allah has commanded us with بي أن نصلي, that we pray. Or you may say أمرنا الله أن نصلي without the be. Yani Allah has commanded us that we pray. Allah has commanded us with, yani, that we pray. Yani commanded us with something. With what? With praying. So this preposition be, it can be used or it can be left out. Both of them are permissible. And they gave us a couple of examples also in the English key that you can go back and look at. Okay, exercise number 14, which is the last exercise for this lesson, the last exercise, 14 on the top of page 185, it is discussed in detail. We just looked at it quickly today, summarizing it from the English key on page 93, point number 9. Okay, there are some details given there, here in English, and here it is explained in Arabic. And we've discussed this, yani, in detail previously when we went through the English key in the beginning of this lesson, or in the second session dealing with this lesson. Because in the first session dealing with this lesson, we only completed the first eight points. So in the second session, we did 9 and 10, and we did the particles that resemble the verb. So in any case, this exercise number 14 is dealing with the subject of al-badal. And the example that they gave us is نتساءلوا عن الامتحان كيف يكون. نتساءلوا, we are asking one another about the examination. How is it going to be? هنا كيف يكون, in this sentence, كيف يكون is بدل من الامتحان. It is yani a substitute for the word before it, imtihan. Yani kayfa yakunu can be substituted for imtihan. Wa fi tanzil, another example. So in this sentence, the first example they gave us, natasa'alu an al-imtihani kayfa yakunu, yani al-imtihan is the mubdal minhu and kayfa yakunu is the badal. Yani it's not the same as imtihan, but it's something related to the imtihan. Yani, how is the imtihan going to be? Alright, so that's the badal that we're going to look at in a minute. Yani, badal al-ishtimal. It's not the same as the mubdal minhu. It's not even a physical, real part of it, but it has some relation to it. Alright, the second example they gave us, fit tanzil, it came in the Quran, in Surah An-Naziat, 79th Surah, 42nd Ayah. وفي التنزيل يتساءلون عن الساعة أيان مرساها. يسألونك. What did I say? يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها. They are asking you about the hour of judgment. أيان مرساها. When will be its appointed time? مرساها. يعني مرساها here in this word مرساها, it's appointed time. The ها is referring back to الساعة. And we said that in two types of بدل, the بدل البعد من الكل and the بدل اجتمال. يعني the بدل must have a pronoun that refers back to the مبدل منه. The مبدل منه in this example being الساعة. So أيان مرساها, we see the pronoun ها going back to الساعة. They are asking you about the hour, when will be its appointed time. So the الساعة is the مبدل منه and أيان مرساها is the بدل. Okay, after this they mentioned the four types of بدل. And then yani the other point that the بدل may be yani both the بدل and the مبدل منه may both be nouns or verbs or sentences, or they may be different. So let's look at the four types of بدل and the example that they gave us here. If we go back to the English key, we'll see some of the same examples and some also, I think I gave, when we covered that, I think I gave some extra number of extra examples. All right, so let's just look at the example they gave us here. البدل أربعة أنواع. يعني بدل is four kinds, four types of بدل. وهي, they are, number one, بدل الكل من الكل. يعني the total بدل, the whole of it. Is the substitute, is the whole the same as the thing that it's substituting for. The second is بدل البعض من الكل. يعني the بدل is a part of the whole, يعني partial بدل. And the third one is بدل الاشتمال, the comprehensive بدل, meaning that the substitute has some relation to the مبدل منه. It's not the same as it, nor is it even a part of it, but it has some relation to it. And the fourth is البدل المباين, the dissimilar بدل, also sometimes referred to as the corrective بدل. Yani because it may correct yani the what was stated first, the مبدل منه. It's a correction of what was stated first. So I just want to mention here, as we go through the examples for these four types of بدل, the example that they gave us here, I want to mention that the بدل yani is the second of a pair of words or second of a pair of expressions. Its job is either to clarify the مبدل منه, or to specify, to give some specifics to it, what is intended by it, or to correct it. Okay, so the first type of بدل, the total بدل, الكل من الكل, is that type of بدل, the بدل clarifies the مبدل منه. The second type of بدل, and the third type of بدل, بدل البعض من الكل, or بدل الاجتماع, the partial and comprehensive بدل, those specify something about the مبدل منه. And the third type, بدل المباينة, the dissimilar بدل, also known as the corrective بدل, corrects whatever was mentioned before it. And it's called dissimilar بدل because the بدل is something completely different. It has no similarity or relationship to the مبدل منه. It has no relationship to it, no similarity to it. It's something completely different. Okay, so let's look at the examples for each one of them. The first one, بدل الكل من الكل, يعني the total or full بدل. For example, نجح أخوك محمد, يعني your brother Muhammad has been successful and he has passed the exam. For example, نجح أخوك محمد. So here يعني محمد is the بدل and أخوك is the مبدل منه. So Muhammad is the same, your brother, his name is Muhammad, so the بدل is the same, completely the same as the مبدل منه. That's why it's called الكل من الكل, يعني the total بدل. But Muhammad, the بدل, clarifies what is meant by your brother. It's the same, but it brings some clarification. The second type is بدل البعض من الكل, the partial بدل. For example, أكلت الدجاجة نصفها, I ate the chicken, half of it. Here, this بدل نصفها specifies something about the مبدل منه, that it's really what is intended by having eaten the chicken, meaning specifically I ate half of it. The third type of بدل, the comprehensive بدل, is بدل الاجتمال. For example, أعجبني هذا الكتاب أسلوبه, يعني I am amazed with this book. Yani, specifically, uslubuhu, its style. So here again, yani, the badal is not the same as the mubdal minhu. It's not even a part of it, but it has some relation to it, and it has a pronoun, as in the previous badal, nisfaha, uslubuhu, yani it has a pronoun going back to al-kitab, hadha al-kitab. So the badal here is not a part of the kitab, it's not the whole of the kitab, but it has a relationship. It tells us, it clarifies, specifies something about that book, what? Its style. And also, let me just note that the badal must have the same i'rab as the mubdal minhu. It doesn't have to be, yani, it doesn't have to agree with it, indefiniteness or indefiniteness, but it has the same, has to have the same i'rab. And that's why in the first example you have akhuka muhammadun. So muhammadun is marfu'un with dhamma, and akhu is also marfu'un. The sign of it being marfu'un is the secondary sign, wow, because it's from the asma al-khamsa, and it's in idalfa. And in the second one, nisfaha, nisfa is mansub with fatta, as is dajjajata, the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatta. And in the third one, uslubu is marfu'un with dhamma, as is the mubdal minhu al-kitabu, yani, which is the badal for hadha. And hadha is the fa'il of ajabani. Ajabani, hadha is the fa'il. It's mabniyun in the place where it should be marfu'un, and al-kitab is a badal for hadha, so it has to be marfu'un, and uslubu is a badal for al-kitab, so it also has to be marfu'un, and the pronoun here, who, goes back to hadha al-kitab. The fourth one is badal al-mubayina, the dissimilar badal, the badal that's nothing like the mubdal minhu. For example, a'atini al-kitaba al-daftara. And he give me the book, I mean the notebook. So the notebook is not a part of the book, it's not the whole of the book, it's something completely different. That's why it's called mubayinu, yani dissimilar. And it's also called corrective badal because it corrects what was said first. The person said, give me the book, but he means to say, give me the notebook. Okay, here's a note concerning the types of badal, of all types of badal. لا يشترط في البدل أن يطابق المبدل منه في التعريف والتنكير. لا يشترط. It is not a condition. It's not a shart in the badal. أن يطابق المبدل منه. That it must agree with, be the same as the مبدل منه في التعريف والتنكير, in being definite or indefinite. معرفة or نكرة. It's not a condition that it has to agree with it in being definite or indefinite. It can agree with it and it can, it may not. It doesn't have to be. Then another point, although it does have to agree with it in grammar, yani in i'rab, in the case ending. The final point is yubdalu al-ismu min al-ism, yani a noun may substitute for another noun. Wal-fi'lu min al-fi'li, and a verb may substitute for a verb. Wal-jumlatu min al-jumlati, and a sentence may substitute for a sentence. Wal-jumlatu min al-mufradi, and a sentence may substitute for an individual word, a single, a noun. A sentence may substitute for a single noun. So these are four possibilities that the badal and the mubdal minhu may both be ism, nouns, they may both be fi'l, verbs, they may both be jumla, sentences, or they may be different. One, a sentence, and the other, a singular noun, a single noun. And then they give examples of each one of these. The first one, both being nouns, alif, yas'alunaka anish-shahri al-harami kitalin fi. This is in the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, 217th ayat. They are asking you about the sacred month, fighting in it. So shahr, yani, is a noun, and kital is a noun. Kital is the substitute, the badal for shahr. And this, yani, appears to be the badal istimal, yani it's not a part of the month nor the whole of the month, but it's related to the month, yani it's something about the month, fighting in it. B, where both badal and mubdal minhu are verbs, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ, and whoever does that, يَلْقَ أَثَامَ, yani will receive or will meet the punishment, أَثَامَ, the punishment for their sin. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ, yani the punishment will be yudaf, will be doubled for him. Al-Adhab. This is in the 25th surah, Surah Al-Furqan, 68th and 69th ayat. Yalqa is the mubdal minhu, and yudaf is the badal, both of them being verbs. The third one, jim, is وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ. And in this case, both are, yani both of them are sentences. Yani أَمَدَّكُمْ is a verbal sentence. Yani he has provided you all with what you know. وَأَمَدَّكُمْ, the بَدَل is also a sentence, a jumla. فَعْلِيَّ أَمَدَّكُمْ, he has provided you all. بِالْعَنْعَامِ وَالْبَنِينَ, with cattle and sons. And this is in the 26th surah of the Quran, 132nd, 133rd ayat. Here, this is an example of what? It's an example of the بَدَل and the مُبْدَل مِنْهُ both being a sentence. And the last one is when they are different. They are not both a noun or both a verb or both a sentence, where one is a sentence and the other is a noun. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Do they not look at the camel, how it is created? And this is in the 88th surah of the Quran, 17th ayat. The بَدَل is كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ, a sentence. And the مُبْدَل مِنْهُ is الْإِبِل, a noun. And this is yani what we wanted to cover concerning the points from the English key, except at the end now they also gave us an Arabic explanation of Al-Ahruf Al-Mushabbahatu Bil-Fi'l, and in the time that remains, inshallah, we'll go over that. And then we'll be done with this lesson, and next week, inshallah, we'll start a new lesson. Okay, it says on page 186, at the top of the page, Al-Ahrafu Al-Mushabbahatu Bil-Fi'li, the particles which resemble verbs. Hiya sittatun, and they are six. وَهِيَ, and they are إِنَّ وَأَنَّ وَكَأَنَّ وَلَكِنَّ وَلَيْتَ وَلَعَلَّ. إِنَّ وَأَنَّ تُفِيدَانِ التَّوْقِيدِ. إِنَّ and أَنَّ, both of them, the meaning of them is توقيد, emphasis. Like إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, indeed Allah is severe and punishing, emphasis. And the example of أَنَّ, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, and know indeed Allah is severe and punishing. So both of them have the same meaning, tawqeed, inna wa anna. Ka'anna tufidu at-tashbih. The meaning that is derived from it is tashbih, resemblance, or adhan, doubt. The example of tashbih, ka'anna al-ilma nurun. It is as though knowledge is light. Yani, knowledge resembles light. وَقَدْ تُفِيدُ أَذَّنْ, it might also sometimes have the meaning of أَذَّنْ, yani doubt. For example, كَأَنِّي أَعْرِفُكَ, it is as though I know you. Yani I'm not sure, I have some doubt, but كَأَنَّنِي, yani it is as though I know you, with some doubt about it. لَكِنَّ تُفِيدُ الْإِسْتِدْرَاكِ, yani the benefit or the meaning that is derived from لَكِنَّ is الْإِسْتِدْرَاكِ, that a person yani follows something that was said with a correction or an amendment, yani changing, modifying what was said. Al-istidrak. For example, Hamidun Zakiyun walakinahu kaslanu. Yani Hamid is intelligent, but he's lazy. Alright, so the first statement is modified or amended by the istidrak, correction. Number five, Laita tufidu at-tamanni. Any the benefit or meaning that's derived from it is tamanni, at-tamanni, wishing. Yani wishing for something that's impossible or something that is nearly impossible, yani remotely possible. For example, layta ash-shababa ya'udu. I wish that youth would return. Yani the person will become young again. That's not going to happen. And la'alla tufidu at-taraji والإشفاقة. الترجية والإشفاقة. يعني لعل also has two meanings. ترجي, which means having hope, and إشفاق means having fear. For example, the first meaning, لعل الله يغفر لي. يعني perhaps it is hoped that Allah will forgive me. That's the meaning of taraji, hope. La'alla al-jariha yamutu. It is feared. Yani, it is feared that the wounded person may die. That's ishfaq. Okay, these are the meanings of these six particles. And then there are some explanations concerning them. Tadkhulu hadhihi. We're on the bottom half of page 186. Tadkhulu. I see that there are questions here. I haven't been looking at the screen. I'm very sorry. An example of bedel sentence for sentence is the entire sentence, the bedel and the mubdel minhu. Yani, the bedel and the mubdel minhu in the sentence, where sentence is the bedel for sentence, is the sentence is that verb. Yani, that verb is a complete sentence. Yani, it's a jumla fi'liya. Of course, there are more words added to it, but it's a sentence by itself. Yani, if you said, amaddakum, then it means, yani, it's like a person saying, yani, qara'tu, I read. Or, jalastu, I sat. Jalastu, I sat. So it's a complete sentence. You can add to it more words, jalastu ala al-kursi, or jalastu amam al-mudarrisi, or whatever, but the point is that a verb, yani, unless it's a naqis verb that requires ism marfu'un with it, yani, it can be complete within itself. Allahu a'lam. And the second question, including bima ta'amalun wa bima ta'amalun bima bi an'amin wa baninin. I guess that's the question related to the first one. I'm not really sure. Is the rest of that part of the bedel and mubdel minhu? Well, the actual bedel and the mubdel minhu is the verb itself. Na'am. And the rest of it is just extra. And it's adding to the sentence. I hope it is clear. Sorry about that, the delay in the answering the questions, but I'm not normally looking at this computer screen. So, yani, the تدخل هذه الأحرف على المبتدأ والخبر. Yani, these particles are used with a جملة اسمية, مبتدأ and خبر. فتنسب الأول, so the مبتدأ became منسوب. ويسمى اسمها, and it's called اسم إنا or اسم, يعني from the أخوات إنا. وترفع الآخر, and the other one, يعني the خبر, is becomes مرفون or remains مرفون, ويسمى خبرها. So the مبتدا is now called, after the introduction of إنا and أخواته, is now called اسمها, and it is منسوب, and the خبر is now known as خبر إنا, and it remains مرفون. So they gave us the example of the original sentence, Allahu ghafurun. Yani, Allah is forgiving. Allah is the yani, the love dal jalala is the mubtada marfu'un, and ghafurun is the khabar marfu'un. Now, after the introduction of inna, inna Allah, we see the love dal jalala, Allah became, yani, the love dal jalala became mansoob as the ism inna. Inna Allah, ism inna, mansoob with fatta, ghafurun, khabaru inna, marfu'un with dhamma. Alright, so what happens here after the introduction of inna and akhwatuha is that the names of the mubtada and khabar change to ismu inna and khabaru inna, and the ruling changes for the ism inna to being mansoob. Now there are six rules that are mentioned, min ahkam ismiha wa khabaruha, rules related to the ism of inna and the khabar of inna. And everything that's in reference to inna is in reference to akhwatuha, right? So the ism of inna and akhwatuha, and the khabar of inna wa akhawatuha. So, what are some of the rules related to the ism and the khabar of inna wa akhawatuha? Number one, yajuzu and yakuna ismuha nakiratun. And it's permissible for its ism, the ism of inna, to be indefinite and still begin the sentence as in ka'anna shay'an lam yahduth. It is as though nothing even happened. But this any permissibility of the ism of inna being nakira and still being at the beginning of the sentence is with a condition, and that is that the khabar of inna must be a verbal sentence, as in this example, lam yahduth. The second rule from the ahkam of ism, ismuha wa khabruha, khabruha, the khabar of inna, ka khabar al-mubtada, is the same as the khabar of a regular mubtada in a jumla ismiya. Imma mufradan, it's either a single word, wa imma jumlatun, or it's a sentence of either type, fi'liya or ismiya, wa imma shibhu jumlatin, or it's a shibh jumla, meaning of its two types, meaning a prepositional phrase or an adverbial phrase. And then they give us examples of these three things, of a mufrad, and then they give us two examples for the jumla, because it can be either type of sentence, and they give us two examples of the shibah jumla, because there are two types of shibah jumla. So the first example is the mufrad, yani the ism in the being a mufrad, inna allaha sari'ul hisab, indeed Allah is swift, quick, in accounting. So here, sari'un is the khabar of inna, the khabar of inna here is a mufrad. The second and third example, or the second example, there are two examples here, because it's when the khabar is a jumla, can be a jumla fi'aliyah in the first example, or jumla ismiyah as in the second example. As a jumla, the khabar of inna, as a jumla, inna allaha yaghfiru al-dhunuba jami'an. Indeed Allah forgives the sins, all of them. So here the khabar of inna is yaghfiru. The verb yaghfiru is a jumla fi'aliyah. The second example, inna allaha indahu ilmu sa'a. Indeed Allah with him is the knowledge of the hour. In this sentence, the khabar of inna is the dharf, indahu, yani jumla ismiya. Indahu ilm, yani indahu ilmun. This is a jumla together, this dharf and its mubtada, yani indahu ilm, yani with him is knowledge. This is a jumla ismiyah. عنده علم الساعة. عنده علم الساعة is a jumla ismiyah. So this is the second type of khabar of inna, either a jumla fi'liyah or a jumla ismiyah. The third type is a shibah jumla, and it is of two types. The shibah jumla is either jaw al-majrur or dharf. So here the first one is jaw al-majrur. كأنك من اليمني. It is as though أَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْيَمَنِي. It is though I think that you are from Yemen. The point here is that the ism of كَأَنَّ is the pronoun كَاف, and the خَبَر of أَنَّ is the جَاءُ الْمَجْرُوعُ مِنَ الْيَمَنِ, شِبَه جُمْلَة. Second type of شِبَه جُمْلَة is the ظَرْف. لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرِ. لَعَلَّ الْمُدَرِّسَ عِنْدَ الْمُدِيرِ. It is hoped that the teacher is with the with the principal. Here the ism of la'alla is al-mudarrisa, mansub with fatha, and the khabar of la'alla is the dharf, yani the second type of shibah jumla, the dharf and the ism that's mudawf ilayh, inda al-mudiri. The third rule related to the ism and khabar of inna wa akhawatuha is in reference to the khabar coming ahead of inna or ahead of its ism. The khabar coming ahead of inna or ahead of its ism. So there are cases in which it is not permissible, there are cases in which it is permissible, and there are cases in which it is mandatory. So we're going to look at all three of them. Yani it's not permissible. لا يجوز تقدم خبرها. Yani the khabar of inna, it's not permissible for it to precede it. Yani خبرها تقدم خبرها عليها. It's not permissible for the khabar of inna to precede it, to come before it. Yani before inna wa akhawatuha. Wala ala ismiha, nor even on its ism. It can't come ahead of its ism. Fala yajuz ghafurun, yani the khabar. Yani inna allaha ghafurun, you can't say ghafurun inna allaha. Nor can you say inna ghafurun allaha. Yani ghafurun can't come before inna, can't come before love the jalala Allah. And he can't come before inna or its ism. And that is as long as it's not a shibah jumla. Now if it's a shibah jumla, now we have another rule. Okay, the rule is yajuzu tawassutu khabaruha. It's permissible for its khabar to come in between inna and its ism. Yani to come ahead of the ism. To come in between inna and its ism. Yajuzu tawassutu khabaruha. أو خبرها should be خبرها, I'm sorry, توسط خبرها يعني مضاف إليه مجرور. يجوز توسط خبرها بينها وبين اسمها. يعني it's permissible for the khabar to come in between the inna, the particle inna, and its ism. With what? With a condition though. إذا كان الاسم معرفة والخبر شبه جملة. يعني if the ism of inna is معرفة and the khabar is a shibh jumla. The key here is the shibh jumla. If the khabar is not a shibh jumla, it's not permissible for it to come ahead of inna, nor to come ahead of its ism. But if the khabar is a shibh jumla, then there are two cases. There are two cases. If the khabar is a shibh jumla and the ism is ma'rifa, then it's permissible for it to come in between the inna and its ism. It's permissible for the khabar to come in between them. If the khabar is a shibh jumla, but the ism of inna is not ma'rifa, it's nakira, then it's mandatory for it to come in between them, to change the position of the ism inna and khabaru inna. Okay, so let's look at these two rules. يجوز توسط خبرها بينها وبين اسمها. يعني that is permissible for its khabar to come in between it and its ism. إذا كان الاسم معرفة والخبر شبه جملة. يعني if both the ism is definite and the khabar is a shibh jumla, then it's permissible. Yani it's optional. The khabar can come in between the inna and its ism, or it can come in its normal place. That's if the what? Ism is ma'arifa and the khabar is a shibh jumla. For example, inna ilayna iyabahum thumma inna alayna hisabahum. So here in this case, ilayna is the khabar, and it's coming in between inna and its ism, iyabahum. And in the second example, alayna is the khabar, and it's coming in between ism and its ism, hisabahum. But that's because yani iyabahum and hisabahum are definite because they're connected to a definite word, a pronoun. All pronouns are definite, so it's permissible, it's optional that the khabar can come in between inna and its ism. The next rule is yajibu dhalika, yani it's mandatory, obligatory that it come in between inna and its ism. إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْمُ نَكِرًا. Yani if the ism is not ma'rifa, as in the previous example, but it's nakira, and the khabar is a shibh jumla, then it's yajibu, yani it's wajib that the khabar be advanced and come in between inna and its ism. If the ism is nakira and the khabar is a shibh jumla. And we learned this previously. يَجِبُ ذَلِكَ إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْمُ نَكِرًا. And we should add to that, and its khabar is a shibh jumla. For example, inna ladayna and kalan. So here we see that the khabar ladayna is coming in between inna and its ism, and that's because the ism of inna is indefinite, and the khabar is a shibh jumla. It's mandatory for the khabar to come first. Indeed, with us are ankalan, yani fetters that a person will be locked up in. And the second example they gave us, inna ma'al usri yusran, that indeed with difficulty there is ease. And here we see again ma'al usri is the khabar, and it's coming in between inna and its ism yusran. It's coming in between it. Why? Because the ism of inna is indefinite, nakira, and its khabar is a shibh jumla. Therefore it's mandatory, it's wajib for the khabar to come ahead. Point number six is in reference to Noon al-Wiqaya, and that is specifically when the ism of Layta or Inna or Anna or Akhawatuha, yani if the ism of Layta is a pronoun. Yani this is, we covered this in the English key, I don't remember exactly where, but I think it was early on, one of the early points. If the ism of Inna is a pronoun, is the pronoun of the first person singular, first person singular pronoun, ya al-mutakallam. If the ism of Layta is ya al-mutakallam, the pronoun of the first person singular, then it says yajuzu dukhulu noon al-wiqaya ala inna wa anna wa ka'anna wa lakinna. So I said Layta, but really we're talking about the inna wa akhawatuha. So there are four of them, where the rule is it's permissible to use Noon al-Wiqaya. You can use it or not use it, it's optional. يَجُوزُ دُخُولُ Noon al-Wiqaya فَإِنَّ وَأَنَّ وَكَأَنَّ وَلَكِنَّ فَنَقُولُ إِنَّنِي وَإِنِّي. You can use Noon al-Wiqaya or leave it out. يعني أَنَّنِي وَأَنِّي. يعني with نون الوقاية without. كأنني وكأني, لكنني ولكني. So with these four, إن وأن وكأن ولكن, you can use نون الوقاية or you can leave it out. You have choice, it's optional. أما later فلا تحذف منها إلا ندورا, يعني نادرا, ندورا نادرا. يعني as far as with later, لا تحذف منها, يعني the نون الوقاية is not omitted from later. It's not omitted, it's always there. And some said that it's compulsory to use it, but it's not absolutely compulsory, but that it's rare that it's not there. يعني with later, the نون الوقاية must be used if its اسم is the pronoun of the first person singular, يا المتكلم. Because ya al-mutakallam must be preceded, the last letter before whatever it's attached to must be a kasra. So to protect the word from changing its voweling, nun al-wiqaya is used. It must be used with later. It's optional to be used with inna wa anna wa ka'anna wa lakinna, but it must be used with later. And the opposite rule is for la'alla. Amma wa amma la'alla fala tadkhulu alayha illa qalilan. As far as la'alla, nun al-wiqaya is not used with it. Not used with it. That's what we said from the English key, but now it says here, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, يعني a little bit. Once in a while it can be used with it, but it's not common. So the opposite of later, later, نون الوقاية must be used with it. It's rare that it's not used with it. The opposite is with لعل, يعني with لعل, it's not used with it. It's rare that it's used with it. And with the others, it's optional, do as you please. This is the end of what we needed to cover for today, and it's the end of our time as well. And we hope that, inshallah, yani, that the time that we spent with this lesson, yani, a few weeks that we spent with it, inshallah, hopefully is beneficial and has brought to us some increased knowledge and understanding of these very important matters, not just the bab tafala, but the other matters that came in this lesson. Really, really good and important things. I ask Allah subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah for myself and for each one of you that He grants success to us all, and to our families and loved ones, to do whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that we do it, yani, in accordance with the authentic sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah, out of His mercy and kindness and His goodness and His concern and love for us, may He recognize, record and reward our good deeds, and pardon and forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm and steadfast, and al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim, until we leave this world and return to Him in a condition in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And may He grant a complete, speedy and full recovery to those amongst us who are ill, and may He shower, yani, an abundance of His rahmah upon those who have passed away. May He fill their graves with light, and may He make them spacious, and may He admit them into His paradise and save them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.